There is something wrong, baby. Sweet mama, turn in cool. Baby, don't you love me no more? Don't you love your daddy no more? All right, get out west and talk to me. Take it easy. Drive it, I said. Doing all right. Baby, what are you gonna do? What is she gonna do? Baby, what are you gonna do? And you said you love me, baby, but now you say you're through. Baby, don't you love me no more? Don't you love your daddy no more? Baby, ain't you coming back? Come like you got money. Baby, ain't you coming back? Got money, baby. What is it that I like? Baby, don't you love me no more? Don't you love me then no more?
Down south and up north, too, TB takes a tremendous toll among the Negroes. Leadbelly has made up a song which tells of the sorrows that result from this disease. And it's called by the unhappy name, the TB Blues.
Now, this is the TB Blues. I'm just a dedicating day, and I'm on my way. I'm dedicating this TB Blues to Mrs. Shorterwood and Miss Rosewood. Now, the first girl had the TB, she died. Woman didn't have but one child in the world, and that was a girl. Well, she had two or three boyfriends. The boyfriends would offer money, she wouldn't take it. The man that didn't have no money, she asked him for a dime, she loved him better. He didn't have him, she worried about it. When her mother comes to the bed, she look at her mother and hear what she said. It's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late. It's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late. I'm on my way to Denver and mama must have had a day. TB's all right to have if your friend and treat you so low down. TB's all right to have if your friend and treat you so low down. Don't you ask them for no fever to even stop her coming around. TB is killing me. TB is killing me. My mama, I'm like a prisoner, I'm always awakening the street. When I was on my feet, couldn't even walk down the street, but the men are looking at me from my head to my feet. But it's there now, the TB is killing me. I want my body buried in the deep blue sea. I got a tuberculosis consumption is killing me.
Come to the end of another program in the series Folk Songs of America, as sung by the greatest minstrel of them all, Hughie Leadbetter, known to you as Leadbelly. Today our guests were members of the Oleander Quartet, George Boyd, Cecil Murray tenors, Howard Scott baritone, and George Hall bass. If you want the word the TB Blues, write to Leadbelly in care of this station and a copy will be sent you. Folk Songs of America is produced by Henrietta Yurchenko, and this is the Municipal Broadcasting System.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. Thank you.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. It's time for another edition of Pandemonium here. It's been a pretty new show. It's going for a few weeks now. Basically, DJs just do whatever they want to do. My name's Bill. I normally do a heavy metal show on Sunday nights called Tu Evil Have a Human Name, but I'm also very interested in bagpiping. I've been playing myself for a few years. And CMU obviously has a big history of piping. And today on our episode, I have Andrew Carlisle, who's the director of piping here. He's going to talk a little bit about himself and his position and CMU and play a few tunes for us. Welcome to the show, Andy. How long have you been here at CMU for?
Oh, hello, Bill. Yeah, I've been in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon now for almost 12 years, just coming up to the end of the 12th year yet.
Yeah, and how did that all happen? Where'd you start out and how'd you end up here?
Oh, I'm originally from a small village in Northern Ireland called Ballygowan. And when I was 7 years old, I took up the instrument, the bagpipe. And yeah, just kind of took it from there. Ended up, you know, studying with some of the great players in both Ireland and Scotland. And then played with some various bands across the water. And then I was kind of finishing up grad school, and the job at Carnegie Mellon was posted, so I just applied for it, and here I am, I guess, 12 years later, yeah. So 2010 is when I started.
All right, and it's now 2022. You've been obviously enjoying your time here. You really enjoy the piping program here at CMU. Do you think it's up there with other places in the world?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it was actually the first in the world to offer a degree in piping and also the first to offer a master's. It's a terrific institution here. We've got a really good program and a really good student body. The degree program is actually quite small, being that you have to be a very high standard to be admitted to it. But we also have a lot of non-music majors that play the pipes that come for lessons and play in the band. And we also have the opportunity for first-year students to, you know, just learn the instrument from scratch. You know, so I do a lot of teaching beginners as well here.
And do you get a lot of those kind of students that seem to really, you know, stick with it? Or do you get a lot of people that just come in and the oddity of it maybe, since you don't have as much piping as back home?
I mean, usually, with any musical instrument, there's quite a big commitment as to, like, learning it and, you know, sticking with it and practicing. And sometimes you do get some people that get excited by it, but you know, when they start their academic studies in computer science or biology or whatever it may be, it gets a bit too much and they give it up. But the vast majority do stick with it. I would say there's at least maybe an 80% retention rate from people who start out to versus people that don't stick with it, kind of thing, on the beginner front. And I get students from all over the world. You know, I've had them from pretty much every continent, aside from Antarctica, I guess, yeah.
Maybe someday. And obviously there's the CMU band, which is pretty active, doing a lot of different events. You'll be doing the graduation ceremony soon.
Yeah, for sure. We've got a pretty good pipe band here. The last time the American Pipe Band Championships were held, in 2019, pre-pandemic, Carnegie Mellon won, so a pretty high standard of pipe band. It's very active in the greater Pittsburgh community. We just finished up a series of five concerts with River City Brass Band, a series called Celtic Connections. We'll be playing at Commencement. We just played a couple of weeks ago at CMU's Spring Carnival. We're at the St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, we're pretty active in the community as well.
And then you're also involved with the Pittsburgh Piping Society here, which is something that you and a few other pipers started a few years ago. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's probably about 7 or 8 years ago now that we started it. So, basically, there were a lot of bagpipers in Pittsburgh, and a lot of them seemed to live in apartments or condos and things like that, that they couldn't practice, or they didn't have very many opportunities that they could go and either play with other pipers or play in front of other pipers. So we kind of just formed this as a kind of social club, and basically the format is, it's kind of like an open mic night for bagpipers. So if you want to come and have a tune in front of a supportive, friendly environment, it's a perfect place for people to come along. And we've had it in various different venues throughout the city over the years. But the average kind of crowd we usually get is about 60 people, I think.
And it's based on some earlier piping societies, correct? Including one here in the Pittsburgh area?
That's right, yeah. Unknown to me, there was a Pittsburgh Bagpipe Society, PBS. I'm not sure if they copyrighted the initials or not back then, but yeah, in the late 1800s, there was a Pittsburgh Bagpiping Society. I don't know too much about it, but I've seen records that it definitely existed. It must have kind of, stopped existing at some point in the early 1900s. But yeah, thankfully in the kind of 2000s, I guess, we resurrected it. Yeah, and it's pretty thriving. We just had an evening there last Friday evening in Squirrel Hill, and with a very good turnout, and with at least maybe a dozen pipers that played in that evening. Yeah.
If there's anyone listening right now that's not really knowledgeable at bagpiping or anything like that, where should they check? Just check the website for that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Pittsburgh Piping Society will have a Facebook page, and I believe the website's currently under construction, but yeah, we do have a website. The Facebook page is pretty active as to like when the next gathering or meeting or performance is going to be.
All right, great. Well, let's get into some music. You mind playing a few tunes for us?
Yeah, sure.
Up first, you're going to play March Strauss Bay and Reel. You want to tell us a little bit about those tunes real quick before
sure.
you go?
Sure. Well, a march Strauss Bay and Reel. So first of all, it's a march. So quite from the Scottish military tradition. And the march I'm going to play is The Braes of Castle Grant. The first two parts of it are traditional, and the third and fourth parts were added by a great piper called George Stuart McLennan. A Strauss Bay is a type of Highland dance. The Highland Fling is the dance that goes to the Strauss Bay, and the Strauss Bay I'm going to play is called Inverary Castle. And the reel is a traditional reel, just a different type of Scottish dance, a Scottish reel, and the reel is entitled The Rejected Suitor.
All right, great. Well, let's get right into it. Thank you. All right, Andy, that was great. What do you got next? Hopefully it's something maybe, you know, a little faster, a little more party atmosphere.
Sure, well, how about a hornpipe and jig?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, so I'll try a hornpipe and jig, which is, yeah, two of the more lively dances in the Scottish repertoire. The hornpipe's called Jim Tweedy Sea Legs, and it was composed by a New Zealander called John Allan McGee.
That sounds like a very New Zealand type name.
I guess. Well, it's got five parts in it, and apparently it's each of the parts are to represent one of the seas that he had to cross to get to Scotland. And then the jig is a composition by pipe major Donald MacLeod, and it's called Donald Cameron's Powder Horn.
All right, perfect. You've been listening to WRCT. We're coming to the end of this episode of Pandemonium. I've been here speaking and listening to Andrew Carlisle, director of piping here at CMU, and he's got one more piece of music to play, a pibroch, some classical bagpipe music. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this final piece you're going to be doing?
Sure. Well, a pibroch is kind of the classical music for the Great Highland Bagpipe, and it was composed in the Highlands and Islands of Scotland. It can be traced back to the 1500s, and it kind of originated on the west coast of the Isle of Skye in a place called Borag by the MacCrimmon family. And so these are very old pieces of music, and it basically consists of a theme, like a melody, and then there's subsequent variations on that melody as you go through the piece. And as you go through the piece, the variations get more technically complex. but they're all based off the original theme. And the piece that I'm going to play is quite a rhythmic piece. It's called The Red Speckled Bull. Now, there's a couple of different stories behind the name. The first is, it's thought to have perhaps been a mistranslation in the Scottish Gaelic, and it was actually supposed to be the Red Speckled Army. So basically the English redcoats, you know, that they're the Scottish clansmen were witnessing at the time. And the other story about the tune is that, well, bagpipe bags are made of leather, and apparently one of the McCrimmons wrestled a bull and killed the bull and skinned the bull and made his pipe bag out of the skin.
Not sure which story is more brutal.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, this is a long piece, so sit back and relax. You've been listening to show Pandemonium. This tune's going to finish off the set, so enjoy and have a good rest of the evening. Thank you, Andy.
You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go, riding along in my
WRCT Pittsburgh, music for people on the go.
I said just to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Let's jump right back into the music. Let's keep it loud for this next set, at least. Some brand new music from Voodoo Records. Name of the band, The Bad Mojos. Song is Crash and Burn here on the Viva La Mach radio program.
Out on the streets, they don't know who I am. I watch. tomorrow soon. Root from some cartoon. Things will be different there. The sun will rise from here. Then I'll be 10 feet down, and you'll be nothing at all. Yeah, I got my down machine. I got my electronic drive. Time to do so, ain't no loser. Song producer, I ain't no loser. I said a song producer, song producer. Yeah, the song producer, sign of a pizza, song producer.
This is Thor, the Rock Warrior, and you are listening to The Mockster on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You better not change the dial, or I will crush your head like a little berry. Vive le Mock!
Yeah, yeah, yeah! Night, I work it hard to treat you right. I promised you a wonderful life, the American dream. You offer me with that proud stare, a sexy bounty with long, long hair. You're so beautiful, I can't wait till I get there. With the boys to bed. Like never before.
true power. Kick my ass and knock me out. I hit the bag and train hard for the bout. Put the boys to bed. Mama, close the door. I want you. Everywhere brings me to my knees when you're not playing fair.
From his brand new album, or I should say his latest release. It's not brand new now, but it's pretty darn close to being brand new. It's was released a little bit earlier this year. I'm talking about Thor, and the name of the track is Good Stuff. I'll talk about that a little bit more, but I want to see the other songs first. Before the Thor, some Generation X and Ready, Steady, Go. Played some Dead Boys in that set as well with Sonic Reducer. And some brand new music from Voodoo Records. From their compilation, To Ruin Any Party, Volume 5. The Bad Mojos with Crash and Burn. Let's get back to that Thor song. Because obviously it's about a woman named Camille. Who gives him the good stuff. Which is nice. I actually know a Camille. So it's kind of cool. Like, hey, Camille, I know a song that has your name in it. How cool is that? Her husband's a little iffy, but you know, you get the yin and the yang sometimes with couples, right? I'm not sure in my relationship which one I am. Am I the yin? Am I the yang? I don't know. But speaking of Camille's husband, he has been begging me to take him fishing for some reason. I don't know. I don't know why he's stuck, because I don't go fishing in the rivers in the Pittsburgh area. My fishing is elsewhere. And I'm like, you know what? You should take your son fishing. Or both of them.
I don't mean to preach a sermon, but if you've got a son, take him fishing, take him fishing. be his buddy while he's young. Time goes by so swiftly, don't blow it all again. Take him fishing, if you want him for your friend. I was young and so ambitious, out to climb the ladder of success. Some might say I'd done it. I gave my family everything. I gave them everything but togetherness. Now kids grow up so fast that pretty soon they're gone, off somewhere raising families of their own. So don't let there be a big long list of those little family outings that you missed. I never had time for pleasure. Now my sons are far away, and I'm wishing I took them fishing every day.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans. I was smoke ran out. He talked of life, he talked of life. The laugh clicked his heels and stared. He said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the sail. Grabbed his pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drink so big. Shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles.
too.
Fellas, now put it by the hand. Go. Yeah. The Blue Moon. Well, I said Blue Moon. Kentucky, I keep on shining. I shine right along now. Well, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Lord, I said Blue Moon. Kentucky, I keep on shining. Shining bright, I wish you whispered from on high. Lord, your love has said a goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, blue moon of Kentucky, blue moon of Kentucky, keep right on shining along now. Well, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Bobby Fuller for wrapping up that set of music with the big hit, I Fought the Law. And rumor has it that the law won. I don't know. Just saying. Before Bobby Fuller, Jerry Reed, the Claw. Yeah, that's what he's known. That's what he was known to his friends as, the Claw, with his picking style. Doing his version of Blue Moon of Kentucky. Now, if my facts are correct, Blue Moon of Kentucky, Elvis did record that song, and it was like the first song of his that was played outside of Memphis. That started the exposure, the Elvis exposure, the Elvis explosion. When I played Jerry Reed's version instead. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, yeah, they made that song huge. Mr. Bojangles, and their version is so good. I had to play that version. The writer of that song, Jerry Jeff Walker, he passed away about a year ago. And we paid tribute to him about a year ago, but I just wanted to throw that back out because we still do miss you, Jerry Jeff Walker. Merle Haggard started off the entire set. Take him fishing. That's all I'm asking. Just take him fishing. Pretty soon it will be ice fishing, but, you know, take him fishing. Hey, my name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Taking some time out of your day, your evening, your morning, your night to check out what the songs stuck in my head. And I'm just like, oh, literally most of the songs tonight were just ones that all of a sudden I'm like, why am I humming that song? All right, I write it down. I better play that on my little radio program for you. If you have a suggestion or a song that's stuck in your head, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. That is wrctrequest. I say it that way because some people have asked, is there an S at the end? But no, it's just you're giving me a request at gmail.com. And I'll try to fit whatever song you're looking for in a future show the best way I can, the best way the Mockster can. I don't know why the Mockster is different than me, but I'll talk in third person. A band from the Atlanta, Georgia area back in the 1980s, and they were on DB Records. Put out an album filled with Simon and Garfunkel songs. So I wanted to kind of dip your musical ears, your listening ears, into something from the Coolies.
I'm sitting in a railway station, got a ticket for my destination.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World.
And welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Normally, the focus of our program is on Brazilian music. Tonight, we have something different. A program about a restaurant in Rio. This restaurant, called Zicartola, existed in Rio only between the years 1963 and 65, and was run by the great samba composer Cartola and his wife, Dona Zica, hence the name Zicartola. The place was located in downtown Rio and became, at the beginning of the military dictatorship in Brazil, a meeting point for sambistas, university students, intellectuals, and several other groups. This is all very interesting, and to tell us more, we have a guest. It is Brian McCann. He is a professor and works as the chair of the